15 years ago, Kurt Vonnegut foretold the emergence of artificial human organ implants in a play he wrote called Fortitude. Today, Vonnegut described that play, which he says is a tragedy.
It is about a very wealthy woman who is being kept alive by her doctor who's in love with her, and he has continued to replace her organs as they fail. He not only holds a medical degree, but one in mechanical engineering and another in electrical engineering. And she is simply now a head on a sort of tripod. And there's this big engine room down below, which they keep operating. And there's a hairdresser who comes in and combs a lady's hair twice a week. And she finally decides in her simplicity that this is a corpse. That they can make the woman happy or unhappy, and one time she had a crying jag, and it was simply a bad transistor in the control panel.
Oh, good heavens. She can talk, though.
Oh, yes, she can talk, and she gets the idea from her hairdresser that she doesn't want to live anymore.
And what does she do about it?
Well, they have her fixed. She has no arms or legs anymore, and so she's equipped with these very clever claws and all that. She can, in fact, knit with them, but the arms are designed so that there is no way she can ever get poison to her mouth or point a pistol or a knife at herself. And she doesn't realize that until the hairdresser brings her a loaded revolver and hides it in her knitting bag. And she tries to shoot herself and finds she can't. And so she shoots the doctor instead.
See, now you're laughing. I asked you if it was a comedy or a tragedy. You told me it was. But it's so awful, isn't it? And yet it's funny.
Well, it is. It is funny. And one of the lines in the play is that if you've got trouble. What Westinghouse makes kidneys and General Electric makes hearts and all that. The really cheap trouble is the heart. Is that really? They've got the cost of hearts, which are simply pumps, down to about $10,000. What they really cost them a lot of money was a pancreas.
What happens to the woman at the end?
The doctor is shot through several vital organs, but he has this assistant who works with him who is able to save the doctor's head and hook him up to the same apparatus. And so he's on a tripod next to this woman, hooked up to the same circulatory system and kidney and pancreas and all that. And there they are. Apparently they can go... go on living for hundreds of years now, and the closing piece of music as the curtain comes down is "Our Sweet Mystery of Life," sung by Nelson Eddy.
But listen, now you wrote this 15 years ago. There were barely these procedures being performed then.
Oh, there was a Lindbergh heart a long time ago.
I remember all through the Barney Clark business, we were talking with Dr. Chase Peterson out in Utah. He was the spokesperson for the medical center throughout Barney Clark's experience. And very often we talked about whether that was life. Was he prolonging life or prolonging death? What's your feeling about it?
Well, the reason the university is doing it, the state of Utah is going to do it, and the reason anybody does this is for publicity.
Well, but Dr. Peterson, as will not surprise you, had a slightly different interpretation. He said in the course of those conversations that it was definitely experimental, that Barney Clark knew that from the beginning, and the point was not publicity for the school. We didn't even talk about that. It was to increase medical knowledge.
Well, of course, but accidentally there is a hell of a lot of publicity, and this will redound to the benefit of the state of Utah. I don't say this cynically at all. It'll attract bright young research people out there, probably. The English departments will hire a famous writer, for instance, to be on the faculty, to be listed in the catalog. They don't give a damn if he teaches a class or not.
No, it's not a matter of life or death, though, is it, with an English professor?
And it's not a it's not a matter of torture either.
Is that what it seems to you then, this sort of extending...
Well, as I say, this is a subject on which you cannot be scientific. I myself would not want my life extended in this manner.
Kurt Vonnegut, his play was called Fortitude.